On Sunday, hundreds of noisy protesters rallied outside the Direct Energy Center at the Canadian National Exhibition Grounds in Toronto, where Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu delivered a speech during the United Jewish Appeal Walk event. Protesters said Netanyahu did not take part in the walk as planned due to the protest and security concerns. Inside the energy center, Netanyahu did address a crowd of approximately 7,000 Jewish members, thanking Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper for being an unwavering ally of Israel and saying ties between the two countries were stronger than ever.
Netanyahu is here. He's speaking, but he does not represent the views of the Canadian people, and you should be all very proud of yourselves to come out today showing that the Canadian people are opposed to the racist apartheid policies of the State of Israel.
The Associated Press also reported him as saying a future Palestinian state must be effectively demilitarized to prevent Iran from setting up a proxy state in the West Bank. Just outside the energy center, pro-Palestinian and Israeli groups rallied against each other.
As a Jew, I say to the State of Israel that they do not speak for me. I am not a Zionist. I didn't grow up in a Zionist home. And as a Canadian, I say that the Harper government does not speak for me either.
Our name, our identity is being used to oppress a people who has been so kind to us. The impediment to peace is one thing and one thing only. Nationalism, Zionism that has taken over the Jewish communities. And that's why we are here, to stand in support and embrace the people of Palestine.
Later in the day, Netanyahu went to Ottawa to meet with the Canadian Prime Minister and then over to Washington, D.C., where he will be speaking to U.S. President Barack Obama about indirect peace talks between the Palestinians and Israelis. Zahra Jamal, Press TV, Toronto.
How many kids you give today?
Israel and USA.
How many kids you give today?